Rigoberto Hernández Jr.
Okay, hold on one moment. We'll get ready for your hearing, and the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to serve as the lead for your hearing at this time. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Okay.
All right, can you hear me okay, sir?
I can hear you fine.
All right, would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Rigoberto Hernández Jr., 152856.
Thank you, sir. You're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemens this morning in reference to the community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members to conduct a hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, the Honorable Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Willie Canonis, and my name is David Neal. I'll be hearing you. Also in the room today from the Department of Corrections, we have the Honorable Mr. Osborne, and I'll also represent your parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, no attorney.
Okay. This time, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Osborne, in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, or do you swear?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I do. I do, sir.
Okay, sir, you're going to be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do for phase one is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2948 North 40th Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 21st, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, that is true. I did change residence without informing the parole officer.
Okay. So, based on the admissions of Mr. Hernandez, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Canonis, Mr. Rittenhouse. All right, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment. But before we do, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background information, so stay there on the line, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hernandez was released from DOC on August 26th of 2018. He was arrested on 12-29 of 2018 by Tolleson Police Department on his Wisconsin warrant status, and was returned back to our custody on 12-29-2018 with 38 gone days, with projected community supervision end date of December 3rd of 2019. Current convictions, 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. And 2010, dangerous drug violation, 8 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2000, forgery, 1 year, 6 months. 2001, forgery, 2 years, and 2005, burglary, third degree, 5 years. He's had four terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-1, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no FTG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2001, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by BOEC. In 2008, TIS released absconder 15 days, arrested in Las Vegas, returned to custody, and revoked by BOEC. He had a minimal disciplinary history with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1994, forgery, leave Minnesota, felony conviction, probation. 1995, theft, Indiana, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, burglary, Nevada, unknown. 1998, theft of credit cards, Nevada unknown. And 1998, drug paraphernalia violation, Nevada unknown. And they have a community risk score of G3, B4.
Thank you, sir. So Mr. Hernandez, we're going to go over a summary of case supervision. So August 27th of 2018, you were released with an approved placement at 2948 North 40th Lane in Phoenix. And that was with your sister, who was your sponsor, and there were no other addresses approved. So when you left there, where did you go, sir?
I actually just went on the street. I didn't have any permanent address. I was going from hotel to hotel.
Why did you leave there?
Honestly, I just did not want to do what the parole officer was asking me to do anymore. That's my honest answer.
Okay. So, you were working at Southwest Forest Products?
Yes, I did. I did get a job immediately after release and held it until I went on the run.
Okay, so when you left your sister's house, you quit your job?
Yes, I did. Same day.
Okay. So, you were enrolled in TASC, the random UAs. And I'm looking at September 12th of 18 and October 19th of 18, you had your drops were negative. You failed to provide on October 16th, and you were positive for methamphetamines on November 7th, 2018, for the GCMS. And it was, the GCMS said it was methamphetamine. You refer to CHCCAT for substance abuse treatment and completed a CAT screening on November 13th, 2018, and assessed 30 sessions. You never attended the program at all. So was that about the time you decided you didn't like doing what you were being told to do, sir?
Well, yes. I tried to explain to the parole officer that it was a false positive. Because I was not using, she didn't want to hear it, wanted me to go to classes, and honestly, I knew it was a false positive, and I just refused to do the classes for something that I was not positive for. So, yes, that is when I decided to go on the run.
Well, they did two tests, sir. They did two separate tests. One was the first one when you got the UA, and then they did a GCMS for verification, which is the more complicated and expensive and reliable test, and it showed positive for methamphetamines. So two tests showed that your urine was dirty. So how do you explain that to be a false positive?
Migraine medication.
And what was the medication?
ASAP or APAP acetaminophen.
And you have a prescription for that?
No, I didn't.
Then it doesn't make any difference if you were using illegal substances, because if you didn't have a prescription, even a pill for migraines is not legal for you to have in your system.
I understand that.
Okay. So, why would you take somebody else's medicine?
I hate to answer a question with a question, but have you ever had a migraine?
I have never had a migraine, but I've known several people who have suffered very severely from migraine, and none of them ever took somebody else's medicine. If you have migraine headaches like that, why haven't you got a prescription for something to take care of it?
Well, I do have a prescription for it in here, although I did not have one on the street.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. No questions? Okay, so we're going to need to be a hearing. But we'll be going into discussion to make a decision shortly. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you would like the board to know before we make our decision? We just ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already covered.
Yes, the only thing is I would prefer to stay here till my community supervision end date. I am not asking for you guys to even consider putting me back on parole. The other thing also that I would like for you guys to consider is that my, I don't know how you guys figure out your time for being on the run, or what, I don't know what the proper legal term is. However, my warrant was not issued until December, until sometime in December. But you guys are calculating that I was on the run for 39 days. By my calculations, well, what I shouldn't say my calculations, by my understanding, which I might be wrong, is that I get charged back the days from the date of the warrant.
Sir?
Yes?
That's what it's, the all stop date is when the A/T/S is the date that your time stops, not the date the warrant is actually issued. But any questions you have about time computation, you need to take up with your CO3 and time comp, because we have no control over that. We don't make all the decisions. And I only know that information about the ATS date because one of the parole officers in here explained it to me one time.
Okay, well, if that's what you're going by, then the 39 days is correct.
Okay, well, that would be the date. When everybody say, I can't find the guy anymore, you have your all stop date. And sometimes they'll wait 2 weeks to give them the actual issue of them in hopes that you'll come back and they can get you back on track.
All right, okay, so I appreciate you explaining that.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. The board will be doing a discussion, make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we'll just be discussing the case. But stay on the phone. You can hear the entire conversation, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back to you. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
All right. Board now discussion. It's an interesting situation. You know, save time and for time management's sake. Because of Mr. Hernandez's wish to just kill his member rather than return to community supervision, I'm going to, based on all the information in one number 2018W3550, Mr. Hernandez's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision on Mr. Hernandez as he was delinquent, violated company condition of supervision, and had after about lapse into criminal ways for the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Greenhouse. Agreed that I write the hearing answer of Mr. Canales. All right, sir. The board did vote to revoke your community supervision. According to the information we have, your scheduled release is December 3rd, 2019. But you can get that verified to your CO3 and time comp just to make sure it stands. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully, when you get out, you can be successful out there and get your migraines taken care of, because those are nasty. So we do wish you the best of luck. And would you put the CO3 back on the phone, please?
Yes, there she is.
And this is